Hi everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name's Pauline. Let's go shopping.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. Thanks for joining us today. Today's topic is shopping.
Today's title is Shop Till You Drop. Shop Till You Drop. Peter, thanks for being so nice to me when I started working here. It's always a little scary starting a new job, so thanks for making me feel welcome.
Well, of course. We are all happy you're here with us, and I understand what you mean about starting a new job. It's a lot of work.
Well, thankfully, this is a very friendly place for new people. Hopefully, Tina, our new coworker, is also feeling welcome here. Let's find out how she's doing. Friends, read along with Peter.
How is Tina doing? She's okay, but she is a little nervous about her new job. And she is worrying about her new place, too. She doesn't have many things, but Susie can show Tina around the town. And she can take her to the department store. James can't go with them. He has to rush home. His smartphone is at his place.
When I started working at LTE Studios, I moved here from a different state. I have been living in my apartment for about 4 months now, but I still have things I should buy for my place.
Well, Tina has some things she needs to buy too. But first, let's look at those key words. Here's Christina.
Hello, Tina是公司新进的员工。她对于新工作有点紧张。She is a little nervous. 形容词 nervous就是紧张的。同时她也搬了新家。She has a new place. 在英文里讲到我住的地方或是我的住所就会用 my place。 所以名词 place 可以用来表示住所或是某个人的家。 Tina的新家需要添买一些东西， 所以 Susie答应 James带Tina到百货公司去采购。 Susie can take her to the department store. 百货公司就是 department store。 James不能陪他们去， 因为他必须要赶快回家。 He has to rush home. 动词 rush表示仓促的直奔到某个地方去。 James把手机忘在家里了，他必须赶快回家。His smartphone is at home. 名词 smartphone就是智慧型手机，或者是称作智能手机。Hey
Tina, how are you feeling?
I'm okay, but I'm a little nervous.
Are you nervous about your new job?
Yes, but I am worrying about my new apartment, too.
Your new apartment? What's wrong with your new place?
It's fine, but I don't have many things.
That's no problem. You can go shopping.
Tina is working in the office. She looks a little unhappy.
But she's not sad. She's nervous.
I get nervous when I sing in front of people. What about you, Peter? When do you get nervous?
Tests make me nervous, or doing something new for the first time can make me nervous. The first time I drove a car, I was really nervous.
Well, it is understandable that Tina is nervous. New jobs often make people feel nervous. Everyone wants to do well at their job. But when you're new, you don't know how to do everything right.
That's true. And that's why James asks, are you nervous about your new job?
That's nice of him to ask. But before we talk about her answer, Rebecca has a grammar point for us to learn. Rebecca?
Hello, friends. I know that right now is your favorite part of the entire lesson. Grammar point time. Well, today you are going to learn how to ask a question with the words are you and the word about. For example, are you happy about your score? Or are you thinking about the movie? This is very useful for English students. So now it's up to you to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Friends, are you excited about practicing this grammar point? I hope so.
So, Peter, is Tina nervous about her new job?
Yes, but she is also worrying about her new apartment.
Oh, that's too bad. Is something broken in her apartment?
No, her place is okay, but she still needs a lot of things for it.
Oh, I see. Peter said her place instead of her apartment. Why did he say that?
Well, that's a good question. The word place is a general word for any place. But if you put something like a noun or pronoun in front of it, then we know what we're talking about, like someone's home, her place.
Right. For example, I invited some friends over to my place to watch a movie.
Or if you are at someone's home for the first time, you can say, I like your place. Your place is very nice.
Well, Tina's place is okay, but it doesn't have everything it needs.
Right, but that's no problem.
Why isn't it a problem? Well, before we answer that, let's go to Christina and learn some more about this little word, no.
新家的新家需要添购很多东西, James叫他不要担心, 他说, that's no problem. 这个句子里的意思类似, that's not a problem. 甚至no的口气更强, 是表达, that's not a problem at all. 表示一点问题都没有。 所以我们可以说, no, 是强调出, not at all, 一点也不, 或完全不是的意思。 类似的用法像是 he is no child, 他不是小孩子了。The girl is no fool, 那女孩可不是傻子。Jim is no friend of mine, Jim根本就不是我的朋友。Thanks,
Christina. That was great, although that's no surprise. We always learn something interesting from her.
So, James says it's no problem that Tina's apartment doesn't have many things. Why isn't it a problem?
Because she can go shopping for those things.
Okay, you're right. That is an easy solution. But maybe she doesn't know where to go. I think she is new to this town.
That's a good point. Maybe James can help her.
Maybe. We'll find out. But first, we have to take a short break. Don't go away, friends. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's no way.
Peter, do you get nervous when you have to drive in a new city?
Yes, I do, because I don't know exactly where I am, and while I am trying, I'm trying not to get lost. So, yes, I have to watch out for traffic and make sure I'm reading a map. So, I get nervous when I'm driving in a different city.
Me too. Maybe Tina is nervous about trying to find her way to a store and buy things for her apartment. I hope she finds a way to do it. Maybe she can get some help. We'll find out in Conversation B.
Susie, I need a favor.
Okay. How can I help?
Can you take Tina to the department store?
Sure. I can also show her around town.
Oh, thank you. I have to rush home.
Is everything okay?
Yes, but my smartphone is at home, and I need it.
No problem. I'm happy to help.
Oh, good. Tina is going to get some help finding a place to go shopping.
Yes, but James isn't going to take her. Susie is.
Right. James said to Susie, I need a favor. This is a good sentence to say when you are going to ask for someone's help.
Peter, I need a favor.
Sure. What do you need?
Can I borrow your car tonight?
But I don't have a car. But that was just an example, right? Okay, what favor does James ask for?
He asks, can you take Tina to the department store? And that is the question Christina wants to teach us today. Christina?
James 需要请 Susie 帮一个忙，就是带 Tina 到百货公司去买东西。他说 ,Can you take Tina to the department store? 我们在生活中难免会有需要别人帮忙的时候，所以这种时候该怎么说呢？ James 说的 ,Can you? 就是最直接简单的说法。如果要更客气一点的话，可以加一个 please。Can you please take Tina to the department store? 这是第二种说法。第三种你可以说 ,Will you take Tina to the department store? 第四种有礼貌的说法 ,Would you take Tina to the department store? 最后一种你可以说 ,Do you mind taking Tina to the department store? 这些都是请人帮忙的时候可以用到的说法。
Susie said yes. She can take Tina to a department store. Department stores sell a lot of different things for your home. I think Tina will find what she needs there.
And Susie said she will also show Tina around town. That's really kind of her. I'm sure Tina will be happy for the help.
And Susie is happy to help.
I'm happy to help.
Well, that's nice, Peter, but Susie is already going to help.
Pauline, I'm happy to help. That's today's
calendar phrase.
I'm happy to help.
I'm happy to help. 我很乐意帮忙。
I need a favor.
Okay, I'm happy to help.
I baked a big cake.
How can I help? I'm happy to help.
It's a big chocolate cake.
Great! I'm happy to help.
You can help me eat it.
Okay! I'm happy to help.
I'm happy to help.
I'm happy to help. 我很乐意帮忙。
It was really nice of James to find someone to help Tina. I think Susie probably likes shopping more than James does.
Plus, James can't go shopping. He has to rush home to get his smartphone.
Well, I understand that. I almost always have my phone with me. But when I forget it, the first thing I do after work is go and get it.
But it is a little funny that James is rushing home for his phone. The phone isn't going anywhere. He doesn't need to hurry. But I understand that many people feel lost without their smartphones.
Well, smartphones do so many things for us. They aren't just phones. They are like little computers. They have your calendar on it, all your messages. You use the internet, too.They are very useful.
Right. I use my phone to read the news and to find my way around town. Smartphones are different than phones our parents had growing up.
When I was in college, I had a cell phone, but it wasn't a smartphone. I thought the cell phone was so great I could carry it in my backpack everywhere I went. But I only had text and call.
Right.Now, with smartphones, you can do so much more.
Hey, where is my smartphone?
See? We do get worried when we can't find our phones. It's okay, Peter. You can rush back to your desk to find it in a minute. But first, we need to review our key words for today. Don't forget to practice along with us as we say them, friends.
Here's the first key word of the day. Nervous. Nervous. I have a date tomorrow. I'm nervous.
Place. Place. My place is near Lily's school.
Department store. Department store. There's a new department store in town.
Rush. Rush. Robin always rushes to work.
Smartphone. Smartphone. I can use the internet on my smartphone. Okay, friends, keep on practicing at home. And now, let's go back and look at our conversations one more time.
Hey, Tina, how are you feeling?
I'm okay, but I'm a little nervous.
Are you nervous about your new job?
Yes, but I am worrying about my new apartment, too.
Your new apartment? What's wrong with your new place?
It's fine, but I don't have many things.
That's no problem. You can go shopping.
Susie, I need a favor.
Okay. How can I help?
Can you take Tina to the department store?
Sure. I can also show her around town.
Thank you. I have to rush home.
Is everything okay?
Yes, but my smartphone is at home, and I need it.
No problem. I'm happy to help.
What is that big black thing in your hands, Peter?
It's called a cell phone, and I'm going to sell it and make a lot of money.
I doubt it. Who wants to buy a huge, ugly cell phone like that?
Hey, this phone looks a lot like the first cell phone ever invented, and it sold for $4,000.
Whoa! That's a really expensive phone. Even a smartphone doesn't cost that much. That phone doesn't even have the internet.
I know, but someone is going to pay a lot of money for it.
Sorry, Peter. I don't think so. It's not new anymore. And that phone was the only one available then. Now there are lots of cell phones that are better and cheaper.
Cheaper? Okay, I'll give you a special price. $10?
No way, Peter.
$5.
No, you're crazy. Friends, it's time for a jungle chit-chat.
$2?
No.
Hey, James. How are you doing?
I'm okay. But I'm a little nervous about something.
Nervous about what?
Our place. It has too many things.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of stuff because you have a lot of things.
No, you have too much stuff, and you keep getting more.
No, James. You have smartphones and computers and laptops.
And you have toys and games and...
But I like those things.
Okay. From now on, we'll only buy things we really need.
Yeah, like puzzles and games and toys.
No, we'll only buy smartphones and laptops and cameras.
Ah, suddenly, I feel like shopping.
Me too. Let's rush over to the department store.
Yeah, bring lots of money.
Well, friends, it's Monday. So let's practice answering some questions together. Question 1. Where is James' smartphone? Where is James' smartphone?
You can find the answer in conversation B. James's smartphone is at his home. James's smartphone is at his home. Here's question number two. Do you live near a department store? Do you shop there? Do you live near a department store? Do you shop there? Let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
Do I live near the department store? Yes, I do. I live very close to a department store, and I do like to shop there. I shop at the supermarket there sometimes because they have some special food that I cannot get in other supermarkets. Sometimes I also like to look at the toys there and the clothing there. And if there's a sale, then I am very happy.
Do I live near a department store? Yes, I do. I really enjoy going to department stores. They sell a lot of different things. And because the department store is near my house, well, it's really convenient for me to go there. And I enjoy shopping there, especially when there are sales and I can get some great deals.
Do I live near a department store? No, I don't live near a department store. I wish I did though. It would be so convenient to live near a department store. They have shops, they have supermarkets, and they even have a lot of restaurants. I can go there to shop, I can go there to buy groceries, and I can go there to eat my dinners. I would love to live near a department store.
Do I live near a department store? Well, not too close, but not too far. And I love going to the department store. There's lots of places to play. They have beds to jump on and toys to play with. I love department stores. Ooh, sometimes I go there to eat, too. Department stores are fun. I wish I lived inside a department store. That would really be fun. Yeah.
Well, that's it for us today, friends. Thanks for joining us here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.